Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's Thursday night, 7:22, and it is a live show. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to start right here at Matthew 25. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. And they that were foolish took their lamps, and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry, Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. And then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. So you see, that doesn't mean that nobody knows the hour, so therefore we don't have to do anything. No, the Lord wants you to prepare. He wants you to prepare and be ready. And you see, if you... if you look at also what Matthew 24 says, But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. But you see, this is going to get so wild, weasel. There's going to be great tribulation, you know, that's never been seen before. And meanwhile, all the stuff going wild in the United States. And to wit, with the wise and foolish virgins. Food. Well, you got the New York Katzimatis guy who Gristetti's food chain in New York. He says that by October the 1st, food is going to go up another 10 to 14%. 10 to 14% more. Do you think that that might be a good investment? That you could get some more food at the current price, even though it's high, and stock up like you can't believe, all right, while you still can, so that you might be able to feed your family or feed your grandkids or your children's family, all right, so that you might give the nice neighbor a little bit of something to eat rather than have to sit there and then shoot him and try to get what he had. Oh, I'm telling you. There's a whole lot of, you know, the river in Egypt, denial, you know, on a lot of this stuff. But I'm going to tell you, the trick is to methodically prepare and continue to buy items on your lists. You can get lists for prepping, you know, I mean, Dare to Prepare, Holly Dale, you know, No Such Thing as Doomsday by the Hoags. A lot of lists. You got all kind of people have lists at the prep websites where they suggest you get them different things. But you can look up lists. You can go to standout.com and go to Holly's section. She has free, if you can't afford to get the book, Dare to Prepare. There's a lot of stuff up there that will tell you about what to stock and food and how much for each person per year and, you know, when to buy it and all kind of different stuff, the basics. Now, you've got also then the Kroger Orient or Fred Meyer, the stores out in the Northwest, you know, out there that are getting ready, that are going on strike or what have you. There's also going to be a nationwide AFL-CIO big labor strike, allegedly, on October the 15th. These things are going to lead up to it. But you see, they're also saying, oh, Chicago can't handle all the rail car traffic, so therefore, the Pacific Northwest is not, where the railroads up there are not going to ship it to Chicago, because Chicago can't. That's Bravo Sierra. That's Bravo Sierra. The railways can handle it. Chicago's got some of the biggest rail yards you'd ever want to see. Just incredibly huge. All right? But I'm going to tell you what. This stuff is going to get wild weasel. Now, Lady J, our reporter and our good friend from the Smokies and the Blue Ridge, you know, Tennessee and the Carolinas and into Virginia and all that. She circulates up in those mountainous areas up in there, and she's started a lot of people doing their own canning and things. She goes to different grocery stores all up in the mountains and talks to people. And she was telling some of the people at the Kroger where she was at, this one place, telling the people at the Kroger, these women, that they were going to start to see all this stuff go on in the Pacific Northwest and the distribution centers and the workers go on strike. And they didn't know what she was talking about. And then later on, they found out. And then she went in the next day or whatever, a day or two later, and the ladies warned her, said, yes, I checked on what you said. You're 100% correct. There's going to be problems with availability. And she said, you better stock up on all dry goods. Not only dry goods like as in food, but all dry goods, anything, you know, socks, underwear, all the different stuff that would be shipped by rail or truck. Because if you see the Teamsters, if the Teamsters honor the picket lines of the workers, or as we go into October, AFL-CIO, that everybody in the union is on strike, and you got truckers are going to honor the picket lines, then you're going to find a lot of stuff is not going to move. This reminds me of what was done back in the 70s when they got rid of, Allende in the coup in Chile, and they installed Pinochet as the head guy of that whole bit. Well, they had socialism under Allende. Then I knew back in 89, I met one of the guys that was on the A-team that went in and got Allende and took him out. All right? But then that guy was on the run at that time, too. And allegedly he worked for Oliver North back in those days. Or knew him. But anyway, just to let you know, this is what they did. They had huge truck strikes. They had huge truck strikes and national strikes in Chile to foment the socialist revolution, okay, and to bring it on and to overwhelm the government. And then you see that way they then had socialism. I always remember the movie with Sissy Spacek and Jack Lemmon, you know, about where his son gets killed or murdered in Chile, and Sissy Spacek is there, and then he comes down to try to help her and all that. I forget the name of the movie, but anyway, in the movie, her husband, before in a videotape of prior to him being killed, they're talking about, oh, socialism. Oh, farmer has three chickens. Farmer has three chickens, and neighbors don't have any chickens. So they come and they take two chickens for the farmer, gave each one to each neighbor. Therefore, it's all equal. It's equity. It's equal. Everybody have one chicken. But you see, I'm going to tell you that communism is, when they come, the farmer's got three chickens. The communists take all three chickens, keep them for themselves so they can eat, and then they say, you're a bad person for having those chickens, and you guys can just starve. All right? So I'm going to tell you, I'll tell you another story about old Hawks. Old Hawk, you crazy Hawk. Another can of chunky soup. Who's he talking to, right? Well, talking to good, smart people. There's a guy that was a college student when I first used to tell you about him, and he told me that he was starting to pick up an extra can or two of chunky soup or whatever, Progresso, every week, canned goods, and they'd put it in a box under the bed or in the closet or whatever. And that pretty soon he started to have a good supply. Well, then he got out of college, and then he I haven't heard from him in a long time. But he says, you know what, Hawk? He said, I still follow the extra chunky soup, you know, purchase a week. And he said, not only have I got a good supply for myself of food, but he said, I've also have a complete year supply or whatever for my mother. And he said, I did it on less than $600 and got her a big, nice storage shelf full of food that she can eat for an emergency. And also then, I guess his father, who has another wife, whatever, is divorced and they live somewhere else. He also did one for his father and bought him a large amount of canned goods. So I'm going to tell you, you laugh at old Hawk, but if you can got a lot of money, then go get Mountain House, get Wise, get Fort Patriot, get all the different, go to any of the big websites, you know, and order up your freeze-dried food. Smart people, and there's at least one I know, bought their own freeze-dried machine. And they're starting to do that on a regular basis, okay, and build themselves up that way. Tremendous, excellent, excellent way to do it. But get a different group of stuff. Have some pre-prepared freeze-dried. Freeze-dry your own. Can your own. But also have regular canned goods, okay? Have regular canned goods and have seeds, if you can, get them to do it. Now, seeds have still been in short supply. Canning jars and canning jar lids, they're becoming more available now. I saw some the other day. I forget where the heck was I saw them. But I saw a whole bunch of them stacked up in a store. And I thought to myself, you know, I ought to just buy a bunch of that now. But I really didn't have the money to spend on that. When at the time I was going down my list and I thought I might want to get a little bit more ammo, although I've got ammo that I bought years ago. I mean, it doesn't hurt to have extra because that's another thing. So anyway, to my buddy, the old college guy, Sammy, well done, Sam. You've done exactly what it is. Just keep doing it. Methodically prepare and update your list of the areas you need to based upon the threat matrices that you hear and see on the internet or see on television. Now, I'm going to tell you what, water is going to be a big thing. I talked to Brother Quail last night, real late. Water is going to be the big thing. And Steve said it back in the 90s. There's going to be the biggest mass exodus from the West Coast inland and also, you know, on in, you know, like into Nevada and Utah and Arizona and all that. There's going to be such a need for water. They're going to come further and further in to try to get water. But it's going to be millions and millions of people. Now, why California, Oregon, Washington State, Washington State and Oregon are in the rainforest? They never used to have a problem with it. But if you go up and look at right now, Mimic, M-I-M-I-C, TPW2, I was looking at it, you can see, although Mimic, which was really showing us the way of what was going on again, after we started talking about it, they adjusted their stuff again, saying, oh, we've corrected the outages in the this or that or the other. But what they did is they obfuscated it a little bit again. Although I just saw, there's this big swirl of all the moisture in the air off of the Pacific Northwest. And it's being directed out of I had to watch it differently because it doesn't show it like it normally does. But I saw just a little spike behind the blue colors, behind all that, a movement. And it was coming from like at the top of Russia over Greenland and then going through Canada and then hitting out into the ocean out there and spitting all of the moisture and the rain and what would normally be our jet stream away from Washington, away from Oregon, away from Northern California. That would bring rains and things in there. They're then trying to roll it up from the Gulf of Mexico into Arizona, New Mexico, and that kind of stuff. And then they're causing flooding. And then Utah and Nevada and Northern California and Southern California and Oregon and others are then totally dry. And then going on into Idaho and into parts of Montana and stuff and other parts. It's just incredible. Now, we were having here tremendous tons of rain. Then they figured out, oh, we've got a wheat crop, not a corn crop in Kansas and parts of Missouri and Nebraska and Oklahoma and North Texas. The wheat crop's got to come in, which that now is starting in the, being harvested. But I will tell you this, if you do not have water stored in any way that you can store it, okay, you can also get the oxygen stuff to put into the water, that will keep it from becoming brackish or becoming bad. It will kill the germs for, up to 5 years, aerobic 7 and different brands like that. And you can get those from different prep houses. Like the Berkeys, the All Pures, all of the different water purification or water filtration systems, you better have them. The Katadynes and the Aquarains and all the different things that you can get. Get any of it that you can and get storage vessels, preferably things you can stack that are smaller amounts. I've got some big drums, the blue food grade barrels, the 55 gallon barrels. And I got pumps that I can fill other stuff with. But had I have thought about it or known, I would have probably bought a lot of things and stacked them. Because then I could take and run with 10 or 12 of them and, maybe get out in a truck and go, I can't take the 60. But the trick is, if you have freeze-dried food or dehydrated food, you need water to reconstitute it properly. Now, yes, it can have food value, and you can do some eating on it and what have you the other way, but if you've got to have the water to do it, and then that water should be run through the filtration and then put into the pot, or you've got to get water from outside somewhere if you're on the run, put it into the pot, and that's another thing. You've got to have some kind of pots and pans to take with you in the backpack, the bug-out bag, so you can purify water or cook. You got to have a vessel to put it in, like a collapsible gallon jug or whatever. You know what I'm saying? They have those collapsible, 5 gallon ones and stuff like that too, where they fold up and then you fill them up and then you've got a handle on them. Also, if you had to go and get water from a little pond or a stream or something near your house, do you have one of those yokes where you could put like a couple buckets on the ends of it? On a hook or something like that and carry it from down there? Or do you have like a big game handlers, or if you shoot a deer or elk or something in the mountains and you got to haul it out, you have the big wheeled little cart, like almost like a travois, that the Indians would have used. Travois, the French would say, but the travois, where almost it's like a cart, but it's on big double wheels. And you can carry up to 750 pounds with it and haul it out of the wilderness, you see. That kind of thing, you could put some buckets or whatever on it and haul the water that way. But you got to start thinking like this, and you got to stop thinking about a political solution to a problem that's being run and created by Lucifer, the light bringer, and his fallen angel minions and their evil son of a bucks in the top, like General Milley and like Sec Dep Austin and Joe Beijing, Red China Joe, and Commissar Kamala, and all the New York bankers and the London bankers and the royal families, all of the minions of Lucifer. And their idea is to kill you off, to create blood sacrifice for Lucifer in order that he can gain devil power over the majority of people now. The majority of people, I believe, are either unpledged to Jesus, or they're off on some other deal, or they've already given in, and they have given up their soul to Lucy, okay? So I'm going to tell you. And then the Biden regime is doing every kind of thing to promote any kind of disunity. Well, I'll tell you what, I had a story out of Cincinnati when he was up on St. Joseph Hill, the university up there, and there were Catholic protesters, a lot of Catholic protesters, and a lot of just people who are pro-life in general, of all denominations, and they're up there on the hill or whatever where Biden was, and they were all protesting. Well, guess what? You can come through, a million people can come through the southern border. They don't take a picture of them. They don't take pictures of them. They put them on a bus or fly them, and they fly them to a swing state or a red state to try to dilute the vote of this state or that state or the other with people who are from 100 different countries. Cameroon, all the West Africa, Guatemala, Honduras, not as many from Mexico anymore. All the different EIEIOs, and the Cubans are now coming over, and they're smart. You come in through there, you're okay. They let you all right in, you know. Ladies and gentlemen, I can't tell you enough or make it important enough for you to understand this got to be. And, you know, this vaccination stuff, all of this thing, is going to go wild. If you're unvaccinated, they're going to come for you at some point. They're going to tell you you don't get your VA benefits. You don't get your Social Security. You don't get your welfare. You don't get this. You don't get that. They're going to tell you at your work, Apple might, or somebody, I don't know, Apple's debating about it all, but some corporation you work for, or some bank, or some big company is going to say, if you ain't vaccinated, you can't come to work. And therefore, we're going to fire you. And you see, that's part of the collusion, the fascism, the partnership of the government under Red China Joe with the big business and corporations. That's fascism. But they'll lead that into a tyranny that will then give you something that will meld up, because really what they've done is gone in league with the Red Chinese and the doggone Russians, but primarily the Chinese, because they allegedly gave Hunter Biden, no, they didn't allegedly, they gave Hunter Biden $1.45 billion. Do you think that buys Red China Joe? I would suggest in a satirical play, in an opinion, allegedly, that buys a president. That buys a secretary of defense. That buys a chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Milley, who's wearing a Ranger tab on 101st Airborne, and you do neither one of them any credit whatsoever, you piece of crap. You want to understand white rage? Joe Biden, the Democratic Party, and the Red Chinese conspired to steal millions and millions and millions of votes and gave them to a man, Joe Biden, who was out there in those little parking lots going, if you like Joe, honk the horn, honk, 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 honk. You'd think that. And when you saw Trump had 20, 30,000, 40,000 people at an event, you think that's the case. And now, of course, Bull Durham's going to solve it all, eh? Oh, yeah, Bull Durham. And then I told you right off the bat about the previous attorney general and about how he was the cover-up man for the Clintons and all that stuff and Poppy Bush and Arkansas. I told you all of that right when he was being nominated, and I told you Trump was making a mistake. So I do not see anything going to go down politically. You would think that it would, but I'm going to tell you, they can steal it through the same computers again. Don't you get it? Nothing's been done. Nothing's been done. They want to kill 75, 76 million Trump voters. They want to kill you and try to steal your soul. Sharpen your K-bars and load your magazines and get ready. Be the Minuteman. Have your garage, your basement. Have your truck. Have your bug-out bag. But have your home filled like it's a general store. Forgive or forego the vacation you'd like to take. A lot of the big western vacation spots of the national parks are all on fire from directed energy weapons. Directed energy weapons. And then you got stuff like out at Ellsworth County, Kansas. Today, oh, you got a big, huge explosion out in the middle of a pasture or just open range, a big natural gas explosion from a pipeline or from a storage area. And then they had another one at Lyons, Kansas. That blew a week or so ago, okay? That is sabotage. That is sabotage.
Well, Hawk, we didn't see nobody on the... We didn't see one of the cattle go over there and do it. Ha, ha, ha.
No! You pop the pipeline from above. Kapow! You pop it. You spike it. You got weapons with energy. And then the Biden regime, they want this racial justice guide pushing students and teachers to disrupt whiteness. And they said, if you want schools to be reopened, you have to commit disrupting, quote unquote, disrupting whiteness and giving anti-racist therapy to white educators. So says the Biden regime's Department of Education. Now, of course, they are all denying, said that shouldn't have been there, but that link to the Abolitionist Teaching Network Guide for Racial Justice and Abolitionist Social and Emotional Learning in its handbook is intended to help open schools reopen after COVID, and they recommend how they should spend billions of dollars. Abolitionist teachers should build a school culture that engages in healing advocacy. This requires commitment to learning from students, family, and educators who disrupt whiteness and other forms of oppression. In addition to finding educators committed to disrupting whiteness, the guide states that teachers should remove all punitive or disciplinary practice that spirit murders black, brown, or indigenous children. Okay, so anybody who's white is spirit murdering black, brown, or indigenous children. Well, I'm going to tell you what, you know, these people, I'm going to tell you, you're going to want some huckleberries to be your huckleberry. You're going to get them because the minute you start to play this crap, let me just say this. If you can afford it at all, get your children out of the public schools. Get your kids out of the public schools and homeschool them if you can. If you can't, find a way to modify what's being taught there. Get onto the school board's butt and tell them to get this crap out of the schools and to teach the sciences and reading and writing and arithmetic. And maybe you ought to teach them some geometry, too, and some give them some advanced mathematics courses. I mean, my lands, the United States, is so far behind in the world in terms of students. My mother's high school education years and years and years ago would have been the equivalent of a bachelor's, maybe even partially a master's degree today. Just incredibly smart. And that was just in a farm rural community. So if you're going to be alive in this thing, you better start to prepare and you better quit watching the paint dry. All right? And at some point in time, they're going to come for you or they're going to come for your kids. They're going to want to force vaccinate you 12 years old and under. Okay? They're going to want to make them wear masks and shut off their ability to develop as a human being, as a wonderful, young, bright child. They're going to cut them all off, all to destroy the elements of the United States, the traditions, the schools, the politics, the finances, the farms, all of the different things, the sporting the music, everything to be polluted and destroyed and to torn down like a mousy tomb. And his people in the Cultural Revolution are like when the Soviets, before the Soviet Union, when they did they used part of the military to do the revolution, the naval infantry, which then became the paratroopers. They have the blue and white striped undershirts under their tunics. And oh, I tell you, they went to Kerensky and all that, a republic. But they basically were into doing one thing and one thing only, and that's murdering as many people as they can and then stealing the goods, stealing the farms. They went in, the Soviets went in and destroyed the kulaks in the Ukraine, the nice, good farmers and small business people in these, you know, bountifully alive and full of food and goodness, and these villages and all of these farms that were what I would call middle class farmers who lived a good life, and they went and they took everything they had and they killed them. So that's the kind of stuff that's getting ready to happen in this country. And if you don't get ready to stand in the gap for the Lord Jesus against this evil, then you're going to get run over. Now, if you're to lose your life on this planet or any other planet or in outer space, and you have repented of your sins and had Jesus come into your heart to be your Savior, and you know Him and He knows you, and you have a relationship that is true and real, then you're going to have, if you die, everlasting life with Him in heaven. It's the best deal. It's a good deal. Take advantage of it while you still can, because there's going to be a time, ladies and gentlemen, when you cannot. Verily, verily, I say unto you, when the foolish virgin said, "Open, Lord, open us." Verily, verily, I say unto you, I know ye not. Take advantage of it now. You want to keep old Hawk in the air, and I hope you do. Anything is most needed and most wanted. And I tell you, it's just, anyway, anything that can be most welcome can be sent. You can just even send a card or say hi to, send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Federal Reserve notes, silver quarter, silver dime, silver dollar, $10,000 of gold, whatever it is, platinum, something like that, or a check. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may Lord Jesus return that to you 10,000 fold. And ladies and gentlemen, if you need any of the things that Brother Quayle's got available, and he's got a lot, as well as his books, which are going to teach your children, your grandchildren, and you what is going on and how this all got started and how it's going to play out, all the wonderful books. You buy two of Steve's books, and you get one free. And then also the Extinction Protocols, which is the most up-to-date information of the live streaming event he just had, from a lot of experts of all different fields. And oh, ladies and gentlemen, Brother SteveQuayle.com, SteveQuayle, QUAYLE.com. Click on it, contact him that way, or call him at 406-586-4840, 406-586-4840. You tell him old Hawk sent you. And to get you set up, if you need gold or silver, Steve can supply that to you. But let's do it quick if you're going to do it. Did you see all of the DNS attacks, all of the service of all of the internet out today, the Fidelities, the UPS, the FedEx, the big banks, all kind of networks, all kind of stuff, airlines, every 30,000 apparently, close to 30,000. close to 30,000 of them were offline today. And guess what? They don't know how it started or what to do. Okay? They don't know how to do it, you know? Well, that is the key there, is that it all started apparently through an Akami. That's A-K-M-I, Akami, which means Akami, A-Kami. It's kind of interesting. It's like a play on words, but Akami is a spirit, a ghost. I think it's out of MIT or whatever, isn't it? Anyway, it's one of those big, big things. But the fact is that you can see at about 11, I think it was 11:15 Eastern time, 11:10, 11:15 Eastern time, that's when all the stuff went out. And accordingly, they had a big fix. But we had the big cyber preparation drill a week or two ago, Polygon or whatever, 2021 or whatever. And I'm going to tell you, they can knock the power grid out. And, you know, during Obama, we used to have control of the Internet, the World Wide Web, and instead that was given up. Given up. And allowed other people to come in on it. So the fact is, we gave it away. Just like the stealth technology. Just like going back to Poppy Bush, who gave the neutron weapon, the neutron bomb, basically to the Red Chinese. The neutron bomb is what they would use. Hypersonic with a neutron weapon, it kills people. It doesn't damage farmland. It doesn't damage the buildings or the cities or the factories or the mines. You pop that and you pop the neutron weapons and you kill the people with neutron radiation. But you can take out with EMP, you could take out the power grid first to preclude responses. Okay? To preclude responses. Now, if you contact Brother Quayle or Daryl, his office manager, or Tyler, his son, get in touch with me. Tell him Old Hawk sent you, and he gets you fixed up with all kind of stuff and get it to you quick. He also has the availability of good, high-quality prep goods like high-quality night vision and other things. Ask him what else they have. And they'll tell you they got all kinds of stuff. But the books, the DVDs, all of that is going to be important so that you can understand what has happened and where it's going and all of that. Because I'm going to tell you, woe to them that call good evil and evil good. Because I'm going to tell you, Biden and all these people are calling evil good. The Red Chinese call evil good. Secretary Austin, the hybrid, calls evil good. And then say, oh, we're not interested in critical race theory. Bull crap. You put a whole stand down on the deal. You got it at your Air Force Academy and all kind of places. You got Wiccan things and Luciferian worship, but you can't have a cross on your door or your desk if you're a Christian. And old Millie. Oh, Millie, you're an old man. I'll tell you what, I think you might belong with the old pink jockstrap brigade now. Because you, a ranger, and you, an airborne ranger, what the heck are you doing? Why are you playing games with white rage? Oh, I'm not going to answer nothing about white rage or about black rage or red rage or Indian rage or Irish rage or Italian rage. I'm not going to answer any of that. Well, baloney, mister. You are in league with the Red Chinese. Why don't you just let the UN come in? And why don't you let them pepper your bottom, you know, with powder and just kiss your little bottom? You see, you're going to have it. The Navy has gone to Congress and said, what's up? And I'm not talking about the big admirals. I'm talking about the warfighting admirals and the boat drivers are going into Congress saying, We need ships for the South China Sea and other areas. We don't have enough ships. We don't have the weaponry. They got hypersonic missiles to take our cruisers out. They got the Exocets, the Super Sunburns, and all that, too. And you want us to deploy, but we don't have enough sailors that are trained to run the ships? We don't have enough F-35 jets to be on our carriers? We had to send F-22 Raptors that should be protecting, you know, Alaska and other parts of the United States. But, oh, no, you got to send them to the Orient, to Asia. So do not count on the U.S. military because the people in the top slots are Luciferian or communists, or they are compromised and totally owned by those that are. The rank and file, you know, the rank and file are probably still a little bit percentage-wise, a little better than they would be, but they used to be 70%, 80%. Right down the line, true blue, red-blooded Americans. But now the educational systems have polluted even that.
Oh, man. If you still have an opportunity to, also, the Indochina Bible and Songbook Project is going to the Montagnards, the people in the mountains, where almost each village has its own language or its own dialect. And a lot of people who listen to the show have been chipping in what they could to supply Bibles because they are on fire for the Lord. But there is tremendous suppression from the, well, it's Vietnam, Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, Burma, the Shan states of China. It's those are the Montagnards and all the mountainous regions. And Vietnam and other places are cracking down on everybody. And then they got COVID running rampant in different places. But the Bibles are still getting out there along the sneaky trail, if you know what I'm saying. And it's just a blessing to them. Let's see if we can load them up one more time at least, before all of this stuff starts to go down in the United States. And this is the Nunemakers, Dave and Debbie Nunemaker. God bless them. They've been in Asia. They had missions there for 50 years. And I'm going to tell you, they live in France now, but they got to get out of there because they're going to have mandatory vaccinations in France coming up real quick. So they got to get out of there. But this still goes to their Bible project. Send it. Indochina Bible Project, or Nunemaker, Nunemaker, Bible Project, or Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, and that's Myerstown, with a Y, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067, and may Lord Jesus bless you 10,000 fold on that as well. And the Nunemakers say that right now they've got a whole ton of stuff. They've got a tremendous amount of Bibles being produced, and that also any more that can get out there quickly before this thing in this world all wraps up and rolls over and goes to the wild weasel for good. I'm going to tell you what. You know why I tell you that that is the case? Because Lord Jesus tells us in Matthew 24, Luke 21, what's going to happen, and then in Revelations. This is not kumbaya. It's all going to hoppa-dappa-dappa. We're in the ending times here. We're in the time, we're already in the beginning of sorrows, and we're trending into other things from there. So, consequently, you need to prepare. Yeah,
yeah, Mr. R, I did. Mr. Ron, I did. I'm seeing all the news. I'm talking about a lot of it. Just incredible. Old Brush Hog is telling me about a lot of things, and I've seen this too. I guess in Butler County, Ohio, Cabela's has got a lot of ammo on the hoof again for a change. All right? And they limit it supposedly to 250, but go out there. If you're in that area, go out and get some ammo. I've seen it in big box stores here. I don't see, matter of fact, I see a tremendous amount of supply in this area, in the Kansas City metro area. Shields even had case after case of 223 and on one end cap, 9mm on another. You can't get all the calibers, and you can't get the jacket. You can't get the high-quality hollow-point pistol stuff like you used to. You can get some of it, but not much of it, not like it used to be. But there is a good spread over 223, some 308, 40 Smith & Wesson, 45, 9mm, you know, 357 Magnum I saw a little bit. But not everything. Shotgun shells, I saw still shotgun shells, but even that's getting disappeared. You need to pick out whatever you can get. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you something. Don't ever get to where you have problems with your cardio. Anyway, just a second. So don't go out and get all the ammo you can get. But if you need food, get that first. Water purification and water storage and actual water in the storage, do that first. Lamps and lamp oil. Now, people go out and get a diesel lantern, they get one jug of lamp oil or one thing of kerosene. They say, well, that'll be good. Calculate the burn rate of the tank of your diesel lantern or of the Petromax or of the oil lamp, the old oil lamps. Calculate the burn rate of the tank. How many hours that is. Figure out how many hours you need of lighting for a night. Is it 4 hours, five, six, whatever it is? Calculate that times 365 days in a year. If you have a lot of money, then you need to go 3.5 years of the tribulation. Try to get 3 or 4 years of lighting oil, okay, lamp oil, and extra wicks. And extra globes and all the different stuff that you might need to keep them going. But I would also urge you to go to where you have another source of light too, like 120-hour candles and other just basic tapers and other candles and votives and all the different stuff. But the 120-hour candles, see if you can get a year's supply of that. You see, these are aspirations, they're goals. You may not have the ability, to do it all now, but you might be able to go to the store. You might be able to get you a Dollar General or something like that, a jug of lamp oil, and then you might be able to get you a couple cans of Chunky Soup or Progresso Soup. So anyway, the thing is, you better get ready to go. Get one more, get one more can of Chunky Soup. One more. Let's see what I'm got here. This is from Colorado Springs. Thank you there, my buddy. Bass Pro in Colorado Springs has lots of 556 Herder's ammo. Herder's made by Winchester, 200-round boxes. Here's the deal. They put back a large amount of ammunition onto the market. Now, why would you do that? Because you might think, somebody up there might think, well, General Milley and Austin and Red China Joe are going to let the UN come on in here, but there might be still somebody a line colonel or a captain or somebody like a Greg Evenson or a brigadier general or a master chief or a diamond sergeant, you know, somewhere, or an old loadmaster in the Air Force or whatever it is, a gunny in the Marines, and they might say, you know what, let's make sure that there's more ammo out there for the population. Because, you see, that then will be another line of defense, I guess, when the Red Chinese UN troops come in to try to take your guns, you see. And incidentally, you know, we talked about the old tit for tat and how the dams in north central China, a couple dams got blown, didn't they? But you see, is that the MMB striking back for the Red Chinese, causing the fires with the new weapons or the Russians or whoever's doing it, or just the commies in the United States government? Because the MMB is its own operation, you see. They got the powerful tools and all of that, but they're breakaway in a sense, you see, a large number of them. But for some reason, we're hitting China. But you see, it's all going worldwide. So you could also say, well, the fallen angels are working their technology out of the Antarctica. Well, Hawk, what do you mean? There are giant energy-producing pyramids and machines and technology that you ain't never heard about, okay? And utilizing tremendous Earth's forces and all of the stuff that's in the center of the Earth and all of that and doing that and channeling that and then broadcasting it out. The mimic has had to cover back up again, you see, every time we talk about it. And then a lot of people start clicking on it and staying on it and watching it 15 times a day. Then they say, oh, God, we got to do it. Now, I'll tell you something else that's interesting, is that when certain people have problems, you just wonder about the satellite-directed, you know, generation scalar energies to cause an impact upon the neurophysiological template. And I will tell you what, old River Pirate, went into full cardiac arrest and was dead for 2.5, almost 3 minutes. And nobody shocked him, but he came back alive, and the Lord Jesus brought him back. He's had a pacemaker now. I got a pacemaker, but I'll tell you what. He has a tremendous strength in his voice, and he's got bigger. He's healing up. The Lord is restoring him. Because I'm going to tell you what, when you're with the CIC, the true commander-in-chief, Lord Jesus, when you're with him and he's with you, then nothing can strike you down unless he would allow it. Or if by chance they get a lucky shot on you or take you out or something happens, then he's going to be with you and you'll have everlasting life with him in heaven. And there'll be no more pain, there'll be no more travail, you see. But until that time, if you can stand in the gap and you can say, Lord Jesus, where do you want me to stand against evil? I'll stand, Lord Jesus. Let me put my family maybe out here and tell me where sanctuary for them would be. Or if you can't fight, then you do logistics or you do supply and you help those that can stand and fight that are able to do it. Or that some that ain't able to do it but are going to do it anyway, like me. Because I'll tell you what, I'm going to wade into the Lucy. The Lucy ain't come from me. I'm going to wade out into him and take his people down. All right? And somebody is going to come. Be prepared for a massive instantaneous counterpunch or to meet at the Lexington, you know, Green or the Concord Bridge, you see. And you see what? Tell you one more thing, one more time again. When a long train of abuses and usurpations, like when you steal the election, Millie, General Milley, retire. Get out of the military. Go find you a diamond sergeant. Go find you a ranger somewhere who's a top sergeant. Put him in charge of your job. Get you a master chief out of the Navy or a gunny out of the Marine Corps and put him in your jobs. And let somebody who's got some common sense knock the crap out of our military, which Trump tried to refund, and you guys just peed it all away. And now you're going to let the Red Chinese run you over and take you out with hypersonics and knock out our power grids. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them, meaning the United States, meaning the people here of America, to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. That's what the rage is about, Millie. That's what it's about. That's the Declaration of Independence. And we don't have to kowtow under communist kookamongas like you. And that's what you are. You've gone over to the dark side, Millie. Why don't you just let the people from outer space? You said the next war will be fought with the little green men. Well, by George, it probably will. So go out there in Colorado Springs. You got Bass Pros, got the ammo. And thanks to you, my brother, there's a tough monkey right there. Not a monkey, but a tough man. Tough man, Special Forces, lives in the hillsides there, if you know what I mean. Oh, yes, thank you. And I'm sure glad the Nut House chimed in because they say get fire extinguishers with your lamps and candles. Get your fire extinguishers. Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your Bill of Rights. Stand for your family, for your home, and the right to eat food and have water. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows. May the Lord protect you against all evil. Good night.